Oh, is that all? That's all you got, huh? Yeah, that's all you got?
Hold on, I got more, but for a tease, that's about it.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that we know who would win the Oklahoma State College Football Championship. Man, did you watch?
You know, I didn't because we were driving back, but we were listening on radio to. We were going back and forth from the field goal game
to the scoring game.
To the scoring game, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oklahoma State says, "Oh, we need to go down and score again. Is that what it is? Is that what it's going to take?" Well, then you missed. Chase, were you flipping back and forth? Or were you not caring?
Didn't flip very much. I was watching the SEC game. I'd rather see who we're going to play than who we are done with.
And I watched the SEC game yesterday, the replay of it.
Only half done with it.
Uh-huh.
We got to meet them Wildcats this week.
Yeah.
They do have a quarterback who likes to run the football.
They do. And they've lost two in a row, so they're in a bad way.
I believe the season may be what you call a wash.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking ahead.
Yeah.
But once again, then, if that's the case, if you were at the SEC game, then you missed another great Musburger moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you did.
Really? Which quarterback was he calling by his first name?
Yeah, no, because I was going back and forth, and I found the Oklahoma State game to be far more entertaining, just because they were just moving it up and down the field.
See, I was in a defensive mood because I'd seen another team move the ball up and down the field at will earlier in the day.
Yeah, understand. But, you know, these guys really move it up and down the field. But we saw that from the first time we saw it.
I was going to say, I've seen that out of Gundy's team.
Yeah,
so.
I think we talked about that that Thursday night they were on. I said to you, you know, they run their offense pretty well, but we know that.
Yes.
Anyhow, what happened was Ford, the running back from LSU, took a wide play, went around the left.
Not LSU.
You
said it was a Musburgerism. It wouldn't have been LSU.
I'm about to
explain it to you. Okay?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
He makes a wide turn and goes left, and he's running, and I guess he stepped out of bounds, what, at about the 7?
Yeah, at the 7. Huh?
Musburger went ahead and called it LSU 1.
Oh, this was on radio?
No, on television. He's talking about the LSU game while he's televising.
Oh, okay. I'm with you now. Okay.
The ABC game.
Oh,
I mean, first of all, how stupid is that?
Yeah.
By the way, in case you'd like to know, it's tied between LSU and Alabama. Really? And then he did. He miscalled the end of the SEC game while he's trying to call the Big 12.
Well, flashback to December 1998 when Texas A&M was playing Kansas State for the Big 12 title.
Yeah.
And I believe it was Miami that upset UCLA that day.
Yeah.
And he awarded Kansas State a spot in the national championship game.
I mean, at some point, you just want to smack him. Excuse me, Brett, you're at a game and you're broadcasting it. The last thing you need to be doing is looking at the monitor of another game that you're not
doing.
And
is he allowed to do that? Don't they put little things on the tail end of games talking about any transmission of this game?
Yeah,
so can you legally actually be looking at a football game and reporting on it on another network?
I don't know, but I know.
Citizens are asked.
After LSU kicked the winning field goal, within 3 seconds, he's going, "Well, we'd like to welcome all of you who've been watching me."
I did see that part because that's when I flipped over.
Yeah, so you were one of those who joined him.
So I can say that Brent Musburger officially welcomed me.
And that had to make you feel special.
I felt so special.
But you did.
Almost as special as the time I stood next to him in the restroom at the press box.
So. Uh-oh. We won't go there.
Moving right along.
Well, we had to get the show started at some
point. That's right. Say, aren't you?
Yeah, you are.
Info.
Mason.
I follow that rule strictly.
Yeah.
I don't care if Barry's standing there. I ain't talking.
So much unsaid here.
Yes, there is.
And probably best.
Yeah. Definitely best, actually. Yeah.
We'll just let the singer sing.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price. Like a new Silverado discounted up to $9,000 at Team Chevy.
Nice price.
Or get a new Chevy Cruze for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 6:18.
It is. It's November the 7th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Billy Graham's birthday is today. He is 93 years old today. Been an evangelist for over Well over 50, says here over 50 years. Oh, yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, probably
that's safe.
More like about 70 years, I guess he has been. He's 93 years old today. Joni Mitchell, the singer, turns 68 years old, both sides now, and so much more. He's 68 years old. And, let's move on to the other list. Actor Barry Newman turned 73 years old, and Johnny Rivers' birthday is today. He's been here.
Yes.
He's 69 years old.
It's a little short guy.
Little short guy, yeah. And from the Brady Bunch, Christopher Knight was one of the Brady Bunch.
He's Peter.
Peter, thank you. He's 54 years old today. And two lists, and that's all I got, really.
One of the weakest comic minds of our time, Judy Tenuta, is 55.
Uh-huh.
King Kong Bundy.
Still alive,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, 54 today for him. And Jeremy London from Griffin on Party of Five.
Oh, okay. Well, I skipped him. Didn't know who he was. So. I knew we needed some filler here. But
as if I did.
Yeah.
Boy, we're going to make sure we do Jeremy London's birthday, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You got to hate when this happens. A community firework display in Western Scotland lasted 1 minute instead of 30 minutes. A technical glitch meant all the fireworks went off at the same time.
Oh, now that was a show.
That was, yeah. Maybe the most awesome start and finish ever.
Well, my thought is this, is that there were different people who saw different things that time. You know, the one thing about a fireworks display is usually everybody's looking at the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
If it all goes off at once. Did you see it? No, I didn't. I was looking at this. Yeah.
I'm no pyrotechnics expert, but I would think that if you could go ahead and shoot off 30 minutes worth of fireworks in 1 minute, how much space was there scheduled to be between, you know, one firework and the next?
Not exactly sure.
That's a lot of loss ooh and ah.
Yeah, there is. After the extremely short display, an event organizer apologized to the crowd.
I have terrible news!
We're very sorry.
They all went off at once. We didn't mean it to happen.
Crowd was probably thinking it's going to be a heck of a show if they start that way.
Turn up your radio.